The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yup, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At the half, Illinois leads Wisconsin 39-35. We check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 50-50 from the field, 14-28, 5-14 from three. Just two foul shots in the first half, though. It's a team that gets there a ton and is the best free throw shooting team in the country, but just 2-for-2 in the first half. Illinois 14-35 from the field, 6-of-20 from the arc, 5-of-5. At the free throw line, the Illini a plus 12 on the glass, 9 offensive rebounds, 9-0 in second chance points in favor of Illinois. Badgers have 14 buckets, 10 assists, 7 turnovers, 8 dimes, a like number of turnovers for Illinois. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Illinois 39, Wisconsin 35. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Get ready for the second half. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Badgers down 4 at the break, 39-35. Max Klesma, John Blackwell, Stephen Crow, each with 2 fouls. They're back in there to start the second half. Butch, as you said, they're fine without those guys for significant minutes, especially Blackwell and Klesma. To be down just 4, you're doing okay here.
Well, and it goes back to that series where you look at Xavier Amos gets the block, and then Janicki drills the 3. That's a big turning point, you know, in this game.
And Wisconsin will have the first possession of the second half, moving to our left, and we're underway. Max Klesma against Jakob Shonas, throwing to John Blackwell, checked by Trey White. A feed to Stephen Crow, top of the arc. He'll send it to Max Klesma. Klesma on the right-hand dribble, stops on the right elbow. Needs some help, pivots, gets it back out to Blackwell. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell wants a screen from Winter, gets it, moves to his left, 7 to shoot. Blackwell left of the lane, he stops, into Crow with 3 to shoot, with 2, with 1. Up right hand is Stevie, rolls off the right side of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Jakob Shonas of Illinois. And the Illini will move to our right in the second half. Boswell outside left off the Ivicic screen. A throw to the left corner, and Ben Humrichhaus hits a triple, 37% from 3. Coming into the game, and that's his first hit of the night, his first points. 7-point lead Illinois. Klesma feeds Winter on the left side. Out the crowd, top of the circle. Probably the pass for Klesma, kicks the Winter. He'll try a 3 left of the wheel, right back at you. Nolan Winter a triple, 42-38 Illinois.
He wanted the first 3, he gave it up. The ball came back to him as soon as he touched it. I knew it was going in.
It is going up. Minute 15 gone, second half. Kylan Boswell dribbles off the left wing. He'll throw to White. 14 first half points for Trey White in the lane, and then bounced it to nobody. Nobody available there in the left corner. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Illinois. Trey White, 14 points in the first half. 2 out of 3 from distance. 5 of 6 from the field. Winter to the front court. A pass for Klesman. Got around Jakachonis. Drops it to Nolan. Fakes the three. Left of the lane. Drives to the goal. Reverse layup is good for Nolan Winter. 42-40 Illinois.
I really think he needs to be more aggressive, even more in this second half. I mean, he has the advantage here.
There's Jakachonis. Goes inside. Ivicic low on the left. Easy money with the left hand. Five for Ivicic. He averages 16 per. 44-40 Illinois. About 2 minutes gone, second half. Winter out high. Ivicic defends. Nolan with a pass for Crow. He's with Hummerkaus. He's off to Klesman. Max on the left wing. Out to Stevie. Took a look. Turned it down. Winter high on the right. 10 to shoot. Winter on the right wing. Sends to Blackwell. Baseline right. Reverse layup right to left is good for Blackwell. He has four. 44-42 Illinois. 17-40 remaining. Trading buckets here in the early going second half. Boswell off the high screen, a mid-range jump, left wing, danced off the rim, no good. Whistle inside, foul called on Illinois. They'll get Trey White, that'll be his second. We'll see if the Badgers can secure some defensive rebounds. That was a problem, to say the least, in the first half. To get the foul there on White, and here comes Wisconsin. Down two early in the second half. Crowd bounces to Tanjay. Tanjay baseline left around Boswell. Low on the left. Pushed it up and it bounced off the rim. No good. A whistle and a foul called. This will go against Illinois. It will go against Hummerkaus. That will be his first. Second team foul on Illinois. 17-16 remaining. 44-42 the Illini. Blackwell baseline right. Inbounds to Tanjay. Tanjay matched up with Kylan Boswell. Darts it inside. Klesman low on the left. He'll catch and finish.
And that was there. Illinois was playing the top side. All he needed to do is cut back door, and that's exactly what Max did.
Tied at 44. 3 minutes gone second half. Boswell dribbles to the free throw line. Bounces Jakachonis high on the left. Sends to Boswell at the top. Crosses over right to left in the lane. Nice leave. Ivicic low on the left for the finish.
And that's a straight line drive. That's the first time all game that we've seen that. So that's just one-on-one defense. Has to be better there.
46-44 Illinois. 16-40 remaining. Klesman baseline right. And he got fouled by Jakachonis as Klesman was taking him off the bounce. Jakachonis with his first foul.
Foul at Illinois, number 32, Kasparis Jakachonis.
46-44 Illinois with 16 minutes and 39 seconds remaining. Three team fouls on the Illini. Blackwell baseline right, will inbound for Wisconsin. Blackwell looks, try to get it into Stevie, and that's knocked out of bounds by Ivicic in the right corner.
Now where the ball's out of bounds, it's a tough, firm end line out of bounds. It's the deep corner, so if you're Wisconsin, you're still gonna run your normal end line out of bounds here, but you've got to really execute and screen.
Inbounds pass to Winter, open for three. He'll let it fly. Missed it short, got his own rebound in the lane. Pushed it up and in and one. Oh, Nolan Winter doing a little work here early in the second half, and we are tied at 46.
I'm going to say it again, but he's got to be more aggressive, even more.
Yes, sir.
Because he's got the advantage here. Right now, the way they're guarded, I mean, whether he's at the five or the four offensively, he has what he wants in front of him.
Trey White guilty of the foul. That's his third. The free throw is good for Nolan Winter. So White will come out. Will Riley is in. 47-46 Wisconsin. About 3.5 minutes gone by in the second half. Trey White had the electrifying first half, but now in some foul difficulty on the bench. Here's Jakachonis, high screen Ivicic. A throw out to Hummerkaus, high on the left. Gets to Boswell, left corner three is good. Kylan Boswell with 11. Illinois gets the lead back, 49-47.
I think we're going to be going back and forth the whole bunch this rest of this half.
Here's Tanjay, flips it in to Nolan Winter, and he walked with the ball, turnover in Wisconsin. Kamari McGee will come in for the Badgers, replacing Blackwell. Morez Johnson in for Ben Hummerkaus.
But I didn't mind that action. Again, it's that side pick and roll. They had the short roll. That's where Nolan just has to play off 2 feet a little bit better.
49-47, the Illini with 16-10 remaining. Jakachonis left sideline of the front court against Kamari McGee. Ivicic ready to set a screen. Jakachonis will use it. Tosses to Boswell out front. Off the Johnson screen. Boswell dribbles in the lane to the rim, and the layup is good.
Well, And they started side pick and roll, but Boswell's all the way up to half court, and then he came down with a full head of steam.
4-point lead, Illinois, and Ivicic with a foul going over the back there in an entry pass to Stephen Crowell. And Ivicic picks up his second foul as we have a break in the action here in Champaign. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports, from the experts at the State Journal. Go to badgerextra.com or search your app store today. 15:48 remaining, Illinois 51, Wisconsin 47. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 15:48 remaining, Illinois 51, Wisconsin 47. John Tanjay inbounding for the Badgers out there with Winter, Klesmet, Crowell, and McGee. Boswell in the face of Tanjay, baseline right. It's an inbounds to Nolan Winter. He's against Moraes Johnson. Nolan dribbles out to the wing, out of the top of the circle. Up flip for Tanjay, high on the right, around a screen from Winter. Tanjay dribbling to the line, barrels in the lane, knocked away, turnover Wisconsin. Moraes Johnson comes up with it. Another Wisconsin miscue. Jakachonis feeds Boswell on the left side. Back out to Jakachonis, picked up by Tanjay. Wisconsin with 9 turnovers. Likewise, Illinois. Jakachonis for 3 on the right side. Off the left side iron, no good. And a foul called inside. And again, the Badgers unable to get a seal. And we get John Tanjay with a foul, his first.
And that's on John. But Johnson Jr. down there is a load. Is a load. So, yep. I mean, you've got to make sure you find bodies. And this is where John's got to. You know, John Tanjay's got to understand that you're not going to get that call all the time in Big Ten play. It's a little bit more physical right now.
Ian Crowell are out. Moraes Johnson gets the inbounds pass, feeds Jakachonis. Backing on Kamari McGee. Jakachonis, left lane line, lost it, got it back. Now a scramble for it, and it will roll out of bounds. It will belong to Illinois with 9 on the shot clock.
Matt, that ball took a full second to roll out of bounds.
It did.
And Nolan Winter had his hands up. Like, it came off his back, had his hands up, and it was like it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
In slow motion.
Yes.
Jakachonis, baseline left, inbounds to Riley. Riley against Blackwell moving in. Low on the left, goes up, missed, but a foul. It's on Blackwell, and that's 3 on John Blackwell.
Now, with as much contact on the other end, that one, if you're John, what else do you do?
Right.
Your hands, your chest, you did everything. Yes, there was contact, but on the other end, you got John Tanjay driving the lane. with a lot of contact on both sides there. So that's a tough one. I guess I'm trying to say a tough one for John Blackwell to get his, you know, his third foul there.
Will Riley at the free throw line, and no good with the first. 67% he is coming into the game. Jack Janicki will come in for Blackwell, who sits with that third foul. 15:07 to play, 51-47 Illinois. Will Riley with the second free throw. Good. The freshman is his debut game. He had 31 points against Eastern Illinois. But boy, how easy is this? It's college basketball. Top-rated prospect from Canada. Splits the free throws, 52-47 the Illini. 5 minutes gone, second half. Kamari McGee puts it into Nolan Winter. Right block out to McGee. Feeds Carter Gilmore in there for the Badgers. Now Klesman, right-hand dribble. Finds Winter. Throws to Gilly on the left side. Sends it to Janicki. Throws left of the circle. Gives to McGee with 10 to shoot. McGee kicks. Shooting a three. Winter around it out. No good. Whistle inside. Foul called on Humrichhaus. As he and Carter Gilmore battling for the rebound. Humrichhaus the foul, his second, and already six on Illinois with 14:45 remaining.
That's where Wisconsin just has to go. Only two free throw attempts in that first half. They've got to find a way to get to that free throw line.
Inbounds pass to Winter near the left corner. Throwing to Max Klesman, and a whistle. A foul is called. Jeffrey Anderson on the call. They're going to get Kylan Boswell. That'll be his first and team foul number seven. So with 14 minutes and 42 seconds to play, the Badgers are in the bonus. Illinois leads 52-47.
That's huge.
Yes.
I mean, it really is.
Badgers average about 23 free throw attempts per game. But you mentioned just a couple opportunities there in the first half. They're 3-for-3 in the game. Max Klesman gets a 1-and-1. The front end is no good. Winter, the rebound knocked away, but a foul.
Absolutely.
And back to the foul line goes Winter. That's team foul number 8 as Humrichhaus has now picked up his third foul. Jake Davis coming in for Humrichhaus. Max Klesman, a 90% free throw shooter, missing the front end of the 1-and-1. Winter, 1-of-1 at the line here tonight. 10 points for Nolan, 8 of those here early in the second half. He's 15-19 for the foul line. The front end is good for Nolan. He has one more coming as the Badgers are within 4.
And I just think this is a game that he can continue to get what he wants. I know he's only 1-of-5 for 3, but he's going to have those looks. Got 12 points right now in the night.
Second free throw good, 52-49 the Illini, 14:35 remaining. Jokicsonis throwing to Boswell, high on the left. Boswell puts it on the deck, left of the lane, a bump, a play on, throws it up, no good. He got his own rebound, throws it up and in. Boswell with two more, 54-49 Illinois, 14:20 remaining. Gilmore throwing to Winter, sends to Janicki on the left side. Janicki took a look, feeds Gilmore, shot fake from three, up top, now to McGee. McGee with a pass for Klesman, covered up by Jokicsonis. And Klesman, a low pass, too low for Nolan Winter. It rolls to the left corner. Boswell picked it up and then walked with the ball. He got bothered by Klesman. So the Badgers get it right back off the Illinois mistake. 14:05 remaining, 54-49. The Illini. Inbounding is Max Klesman. He'll throw it out to Kamari McGee. McGee feeds Carter Gilmore. A throw to Klesman with 15 to shoot. Klesman drives the lane. Up right hand. Too hard off the glass. No good. Boswell the rebound for Illinois. Up the middle of the front court is Kylan Boswell. The Arizona transfer to Jokicsonis. Back out to Boswell. Right wing. Moving in on McGee. Kick out Jokicsonis at the top of the circle. Gilmore digging in defensively. Look to pass inside to Boswell. Now to Riley. Three in the air. Left side. Halfway down. Popped out. Jokicsonis the rebound. Low on the left. Back up and in. More second chance points for the Illini. 56-49. Illinois. 13:25 remaining. Klesman at the top of the circle. Throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Kamari McGee off the right wing. McGee in the lane. The floater too long. No good. Rebound tipped to McGee. Low on the right. Goes up. Gets fouled. And fouled hard. Kamari McGee with a tough landing. Going to need a moment. He'll go to the free throw line for Wisconsin.
And Nolan Winter keeps that ball alive. Kamari's able to get that with two hands, but that's the aggressiveness that I want to see more of from Nolan. I know I've talked a lot about it,
man,
but I feel like he's brought some really good energy to this game, created second chance opportunities offensively, scoring the ball. But the area that he needs to improve on is cleaning up the glass down there. Now, the last couple of offensive rebounds have been from the guards.
Yes.
The guards have to block out. They have to find the body.
Jabari McGee missing the first free throw. You got Crowell, Amos, and Blackwell coming in for Wisconsin. Winter, Gilmore, and Klesmet come out.
I think they might get some chicken if they miss a free throw here.
Yeah, a little on the line here. McGee missed the first free throw. And the second's on the way, and he missed that. Nuggets for everybody. Boris Johnson the rebound. And the Badgers really now starting to scuffle at the foul line. 5 out of 8. Best free throw shooting team of the country coming into the game. Illinois up 7. 13 minutes remaining. Yakachonis dribbling right of the lane. Steps through on Crowell. Gets it to Davis, back to Yakachonis, tries a three left corner, it's good. Yakachonis with 15, 10-point lead, Illinois. Longest of the night for the Illini. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard as Illinois on a run, a 7-point run. And Greg Gard trying to turn things around. This will be a full timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 12:43 remaining. Illinois 59, Wisconsin 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. A 7-point run for Illinois is the Illini leading Wisconsin 59-49, 12 minutes and 43 seconds remaining. Keep in mind, though, Illinois has 9 fouls to just 2 for Wisconsin.
So you have to stay aggressive.
Janicki inbounding. It goes through Blackwell to the backcourt. He'll retrieve it. There was no contact in the front court from John. And now the Badgers will start the offense. A pass to Klesmet. He'll snap off a three. It's off the rim, no good. And they'll get Crowell over the back trying to get the offensive rebound. And that's three on Stevie. And the third team foul on Wisconsin.
I'm fine with threes. I understand it. That one I would have loved a little bit more action, a little bit more flow. Continue to attack. Again, Illinois has 9 fouls. We just talked about being aggressive.
Yakachonis throwing to Will Riley, right of the lane. Stopped by Crow and watch with the ball.
He did.
And the freshman seeing big Stevie right there and helping force that turnover. 12:22 remaining, 59-49, Illinois. Here's John Blackwell out there with three fouls. He has but 4 points, taking just two shots so far tonight. A pass to Xavier Amos. Feeds Klesman. Inside feed to Crowd. He got tied up and fouled by Morez Johnson at the right block. So now the Badgers are in the double bonus. That's the second personal on Morez Johnson. Team foul number 10.
And there's different ways of being aggressive, right? Like that's just a screen to get the big into the post. That's an aggressive cut.
First free throw for Crow is good. He has 8 points and his first point of the second half.
And especially when a team is on a run, especially when a building's behind you, how do you stop that run? You get to the free throw line, you cut hard, you force a whistle.
Second free throw is good, 59-51 Illinois, so that stops that Illini run. Badgers still without a bucket coming up on 4.5 minutes, 12:07 to play. Yakachonis high on the left. Janicki defends. Yakachonis getting a screen from Johnson. Whips a pass to Gibbs Lawhorn. Left side three, no good. Weak side rebound, Jake Davis. Another second chance here for Illinois. Davis for three on the left side. That's off the rim, no good. Johnson a tip, no. Rebound fought for, and Xavier Amos finally comes up with it for Wisconsin. Here's Jack Janicki throwing to Amos. Right side for Klesman. Max dribbles off the wing. Feeds Crow. Left of the circle. Three on the way in. That's way off the mark. Short air ball out of bounds to Illinois. As we have the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 11:36 remaining. Illinois 59. Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
11 minutes, 36 seconds remaining in Champaign. Illinois 59, Wisconsin 51. Illinois football team recognized at the half. Brett Bielema got quite the roar from the crowd here at the State Farm Center. It's good to catch up with Brett for a couple of minutes. Badgers, by the way, have their new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, coming from Kansas. Mark Tauscher taking time out from counting his money. His busy day.
Sat down
with Coach Grimes.
Today. What was that about? Huh?
He did. Yeah, you know.
I thought for sure there was a pickleball game somewhere calling his name.
That's like 5 in the morning he plays that.
It's like my workout was 5 a.m. too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we missed you. We missed you again in the fitness room.
I was
today.
Already down there early.
No.
Yeah. You know, before I had to work, I got down there 5 a.m. nice and early. It should have every equipment should have had a little bit of sweat on it for you. That's all.
I didn't notice that.
You did.
Illinois basketball up 8. Here's Yakachonis on the floor. Ivasic Yakachonis in the lane around Winter and flipped it in with the right hand. 61-51 Illinois with 11:20 remaining.
Like I said, 11:20 remaining. John Blackwell has 2 shots.
Ooh.
He's 2 of 2.
Here's Tanjay off the right wing to the rim, and he'll lay it up and in. 61-53, Illinois, 11:05 remaining. Jakachonis throwing to Boswell off the Ivicic screen on the left side. A pass for Jakachonis at the top of the circle. Hard left-hand dribble in the lane and tried to get it out to Gibbs Lawhorn, deflected, but got there, working against Klesman in the paint, up with the right hand, good. Dre Gibbs Lawhorn with his first bucket. 63-53 Illinois, 10:40 remaining. Here's Klesman against Jakachonis. Goes through the lane, feeds Tanjay, tries a three, right corner, and that popped out, no good. Ivicic the rebound. Gibbs Lawhorn on the run. He'll turn it to Humrickhaus, tries a three, right corner, off the rim, no, weak side rebound, Nolan Winter. Ahead it goes to Blackwell, slaloms to the front court, working up the middle, now left of the lane. Blackwell, the tough bounce, gets a Gilmore, feeds Winter, open three, straight on, and that's in and out, no good. Blackwell, the offensive rebound, flipped it up and in. Blackwell was 6, 63-55 Illinois.
Now, being aggressive means, you know, going to the offensive board, but I'm like, at some point, that drive, go up and score the basketball.
Yes, sir. 10 minutes remaining. Badgers down 8. Jakachonis, left lane line, hits the brakes, sends the Boswell, bounces Ivicic, tries with that right-hand flip, no good. Nolan Winter the rebound. And now here's Blackwell through the center circle to the front court for Wisconsin. Blackwell left of the wheel, a bounce for Gilmore at the left elbow. Gives off to Klesman. Max, knocked loose, got it back, feeds Gilmore. He'll throw it to Winter, high on the right, sends to Gilmore. 12 to shoot, Blackwell curls off the left wing, driving in the paint to the rim, he powers it up and in.
Thank you, John.
There he goes, turning up the assertiveness. 63-57, the Illini. 9:18 remaining. Boswell off the Ivicic screen, tries a three. No, rebound Gilmore, Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell, left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Blackwell left wing, gives Lawhorn defense, a throw to Gilmore at the top. Gilly, and sent to the floor was Klesman, and they're going to get a foul called. Oh, they looks like they're going to get Tanjay. Oh, and they will. Huh, okay.
And I didn't see it because there was about six bodies over there.
Yeah.
And Max Klesman, I was going to say Max Klesman was the one that fell on the ground.
Ooh.
So I don't know where that was.
9:03 remaining, 63-57 Illinois. Here's Jakachonis to the front court. Jakachonis cutting in the lane, and he lost it as he went up. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin.
There's still a run in this Wisconsin team right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is.
Here's Klesman, left side, Max. Cuts into the lane. Now a feed inside. Tanjay goes up, got fouled. Looking to send it down with authority. Tanjay will go to the free throw line. Ivicic the foul. That's his third. And for the first time tonight, John Tanjay, who averages nearly 9 free throw attempts per game, he'll get there tonight for the first time. 6 points tonight. Tanjay, a 93% free throw shooter, best in the country. First attempt is straight through. And it's 63-58 Illinois with 8:45 remaining. Horace Johnson coming in for Tomislav Ivicic. The Orange Crush chanting 6 more years. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Second free throw is good for John Tanjay, one of any number of 60-year players in college basketball, and you can get 7, you can get 8. Not quite sure how that all works. Here's Humrickhaus on the left side. He'll feed Boswell. Badgers have pulled to within 4. Boswell, baseline left, cuts to the lane. Pass intended for Johnson, knocked away by Winter, and Nolan to the floor comes up with it. He'll get it ahead to Max Klesman up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Klesman feeds Winter at the top, turns to the Blackwell, cuts off the left wing, goes through the lane, feeds Max, open three, right side, and that's over everything. Winter trying to save, cannot, out of bounds, it'll belong to Illinois. Badgers stay down 4 with 8:13 remaining.
And Max's feet weren't set on the initial catch. He tried to get him down real quick, and as soon as he had that hop, it just looked like it threw that whole shot off.
And here comes Jakachonis, Illinois. A scoring drought approaching 3 minutes. Jakachonis against Klesman. A throw to Johnson, left side. 8 minutes to play. Badgers down four. Jakachonis goes cross court. Clear look at a three. Boswell. That clipped the rim. No good. Rebound. John Blackwell for Wisconsin. 63-59 the Illini. Blackwell against Jakachonis. Throwing to Winter, top of the circle. Winter with a flip for Gilmore, right of the wheel. He'll get it to Blackwell. Blackwell, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Now it's Gilmore. Took a look, turned it down, feeds back, 10 to shoot. Klesman drives to the goal, layup, no. Rebound, Trey White of Illinois. Another empty possession for Wisconsin. White on the push for the Illini against Gilmore. Drives in the lane, goes up, got fouled. Gilmore and Winter were there. We'll have the under eight media timeout. They'll get Carter Gilmore with his second foul. And we have a break in the action. Well, the Badgers have battled back into it now, down by just four. 7 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Illinois 63, Wisconsin 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Are you experiencing any of the following? Chronic shoulder pain, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Well, the Badgers not long ago trailed by 10. They scored the last 6 points. We have 7:24 to play, 63-59. Illinois leading Wisconsin. Trey White will go to the free throw line. He was fouled by Carter Gilmore. Going into that media timeout. Second foul on Gilly, the fifth on Wisconsin. White with 14 points all in the first half. 6'7 junior out of Dallas. Transfer from Louisville. First free throw is too long, no good. For Louisville last year, he averaged 12 points a game, had 6 rebounds. Second free throw coming up for White. He missed the first. Eyes the rim. Second free throw is good, so a split for White. 64-59 the Illini. Gilmore, Blackwell, Tanjay, Klesman, and Crowell, the five of the four for Wisconsin. Blackwell sets the offense. Throwing to Crowell, hands it back to Blackwell. Blackwell left elbow out to Stevie. Took a look, turned it down. Holds, gets it to Gilmore. Flips it to Blackwell, baseline left. Probes, John in the lane, turns, shoots, missed. Rebound, Humrickhouse and Crowell tie each other up. Arrow, Illinois. Well, the Badgers have gone cold here from the field. No bucket over the last 2.5 minutes.
Well, that's where you can see. I mean, Illinois, no field goals over the last four almost, right? Like, defensively, it's tightened up.
Jakachonis outside right, gets a screen from Johnson. Jakachonis left elbow cut off by Crowell. A throw to White. White tried to back down on Blackwell. In the lane, off balance, up, miss, but they'll get Blackwell for the foul, and that's four on John Blackwell with 6:42 remaining. 64-49 Illinois, and Kamari McGee will come back in for the Badgers. In the meantime, Trey White back at the line.
And he baited John Blackwell into that foul.
First free throw is good for White as McGee comes in for Blackwell now. 6-point lead Illinois.
He, you know, faced up, little shot fake, and then kind of leaned into him and then went to go shoot and go through the body. And there was enough contact for a foul call there, but I love it.
Second free throw is good. Illinois gets the lead back to 7, 66-59 with 6:40 remaining. Kamari McGee up the floor for Wisconsin. It's a screen from Crow, a throw to Gilmore, left of the circle. Wants to go inside, bounces it to Crow against Johnson, left of the lane, backing is Stevie, backing, still backing, whips it to Gilmore, fakes the three, kicks to Klesman, left of the circle, 10 to shoot. Max drives the paint up in traffic, halfway down, popped out, but a foul.
How many of those have you had tonight?
Feels like a lot.
I mean, there's been at least three of them in this last two-minute chunk of time here.
Kylan.
You had John Tanjay with a three, you had Nolan Winter with a three that rolled in and out. And now you've got this one that rolled in and out.
Kylan Boswell with his second foul. Max Klesman will shoot two. Max with 7 points tonight. 0 of 1 at the free throw line. 28 of 32 from the line so far this season. First free throw for Max. A round and out, no good.
Yeah.
Leaving some meat on the bone here.
I was just going to say, you said, without saying it, you said it.
Wisconsin 9 out of 13 at the foul line here. Second free throw for Klesman is good. 66-60 Illinois. 6:20 to play. Nakachonis will bring it up. He has 17 points for the Illini tonight.
And it's still only a 6-point game.
Yeah. Nakachonis left-hand dribble. Left foul line extended, retreats over the three-point line. He and Humberkaus play catch. Now Nakachonis a three. It's good and one. Well, we saw a couple of those in the Marquette game, and we see a 4-point opportunity here as Max Klesman has just picked up his third foul.
And we saw one of those last time by Max.
Yes.
Against Marquette. You can't foul the jump shooters. There's just
Nolan Winter.
There's some that you just cannot have.
Yakachonis with 20 points in the game. Winter in, Crowell sits down.
And whether that's because you're late because of a lack of communication, a lack of talk, a lack of whatever it is, but if you're late, you're late.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make it worse.
Big 4-point play there, 70-60 Illinois as Yakachonis hit the free throw and the Badgers find themselves down double digits again. Klesman, outside left, puts it on the deck, drives to the line, to the lane, and he is sent to the floor hard, and he felt that. Grimacing a bit. Kylan Boswell called for his third foul. As Max gingerly walking it off here, he'll gather himself and shoot a couple of free throws with 6 minutes to play, and Illinois leads 70-60.
Max Klesman at the line for the Badgers.
Both Rob Riley and Jeffrey Anderson over there to check on Max. It's like a home plate umpire the brush out to the plate. You know,
a little brush out to the plate. They're actually talking to the fans. They're talking to the fans and saying, zip it.
Free throw for Max is good. One more coming.
Tomislav Ivasic returning for the
Ivasic coming in for Morez Johnson. Second free throw coming up for Klesman. 9 points for Max here tonight, 70-61 Illinois, 6 minutes to play. Second free throw for the senior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, straight through. 70-62 Illinois, 6 minutes to play in Champaign. Yakachonis up the floor for the Illini, whips it right hand to Ivasic, back out to Yakachonis between the arcs, hooks a pass to Ivasic. Ian Yakachonis play catch. Yakachonis outside right. Ivasic trying to get the post on McGee. Good luck, Kamari. Here's Trey White isolating on Gilmore. Backing with 10 to shoot. White goes up. No good. Rebound, Gilmore. Good defense from Gilly. And here comes Klesman up the right sideline of the front court. The Wisconsin dribbles off the right wing, stops in the lane, pivots, goes up, and it's off the rim, no good. Ivicic the rebound. 5:25 to play. Badgers still down by 8. Jakachonis with 21 points tonight has the basketball. On the right wing, turns to the Boswell, rotates to White, dribbles off the left wing, scoops it to Jakachonis, top of the circle, Winter defending. Jakachonis, a step back three, a little heat check, no good. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. 5:05 to play, Badgers down 8. Here's John Tanjay trying to go to work. Left of the lane, stops low on the left shot, blocked from behind by Trey White. Out of bounds to the ball to Wisconsin as Jack Janicki will check in for Max Klesman.
John Tanjay did a good job. He played off of 2 feet. Shot fake. Now Trey White, was the one to come with the backside help there. But other than that, like, better job in the paint there.
Kamari McGee, baseline left, will inbound. 4:58 to play. Illinois leads 70-62, and Kamari can't find anybody open, and they have to burn a timeout. So the Badgers will have but one timeout remaining. 30-second timeout taken there with 4:58 to play. 70-62. Illinois, just a mix-up there in the inbounds pass. Great guard doing some barking at his guys right now.
And he should have.
Yep.
He should have. You're put in the moment, whatever it is, you got to execute.
Yep.
You got to execute. The moment can't be too big. I mean, you're sitting here, it's an 8-point game. There's 4:58 left in this game. You chip away here. And they can. There's still a run.
It's not
like Illinois is a great defensive team. You're going to be able to get some stuff.
Badgers just 8 of 23 here from the field in the second half. 1 of 8 from 3. They got in the bonus early in the second half. They're 10 of 14 at the line for the half, 12 of 16 for the game.
You can only shoot 27% from 3. You make a couple of threes, but right now just execute the end line out of bounds.
Tanjay and White doing a little jostling.
White's been talking the whole ever since he got Blackwell's fourth. You could just see it. That's why I didn't love that foul call, because they baited John into it.
McGee inbounds pass to Tanjay, working on White's right of the lane. Tanjay can't get loose. Throws it out to Gilmore, and a nice catch as Carter had to go up and get it. Gilmore outside left, feeds Kamari McGee off the Gilmore screen. Kamari drives the lane, pushed it up, and in off the window. First points for McGee, 70-64, Illinois, 4:38 remaining. Here's Jakachonis, right-hand toss, Ivicic, back to Jakachonis, being chased by McGee. A throw to Boswell at the top of the circle, rotates to White, baseline right to the rim, goes up, missed, but a foul. And in there a little tardy was Carter Gilmore. That'll be 3 on Gilly. And free throws coming up for Illinois. Team foul number 8 on Wisconsin. Trey White is spending some time at the foul line.
Sure has.
5 of 6 tonight.
And he's only been there 14 times on the year.
Yeah, he's having himself a night. A former Louisville Cardinal, beg your pardon. First free throw is good. 71-64, Illinois. Career nights for Trey White as he hits both free throws. Well, career highs in Illini. He had 29 in a game against Clemson in a Louisville uniform in January. 72-64 Illinois, 4:15 to play. Tanjay tries a three, and he buries it from right of the circle.
You're still sitting here in a 5-point game.
72-67 Illinois, 4:05 remaining. Jakachonis off the Ivicic screen. A throw out to Ivicic. He'll try a three right of the circle. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Gilmore. Outlet Jack Janicki up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. And a redshirt freshman throwing to Gilmore between the circles. Carter picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Finds Winter right of the wheel. Nolan. Couple of dribbles on the right side. Ivicic defends. A handoff to Tanjay. That's off the right wing to the elbow. 10 to shoot. A pass for Winter against Ivicic. 5 to shoot. Baseline jumper. Winter off the rim. No good. Rebound. Gilmore took it away from Humrick House. Oh, big time work by Carter Gilmore. 3:25 to play.
In this possession, John Tanjay has to have the ball.
With the ball is Janicki on the left side. Takes it to the top. Feeds Gilmore high on the right. A flip to McGee. Kamari, right of the lane, four to shoot, three to shoot. A feed to Tanjay, low on the left, up in traffic, knocked away, shot clock violation. Tanjay got it in his hands, but in a bad spot. Not much he could do there as we have a break in the action. 3 minutes, 8 seconds to play. The Badgers are battling, taking this down to the end. 3:08 remaining, Illinois 72, Wisconsin 67. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Save big money at Menards. We've always got water heaters in stock, ready to take home today. Get continuous hot water with Richmond tankless water heaters. They heat water only when you need it to save you money on your energy bills. Save energy, save space, and save big money on Richmond tankless water heaters on sale now through December 15th. View all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. How about Carter Gilmore tonight? 7 points, four rebounds. That only tells you a part of the story as he just continues. You hear that line, star in your role, and he is. He just, that's why teammates love him. He does a lot of gritty stuff and is really helping stabilize things here tonight for Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, and you look at the early foul trouble in that back part of that first half. He was in there, scored 7 points there, found ways just to kind of keep this team involved and engaged in it. Now, because of that, you're sitting at only a 5-point deficit with 3:08 to play. Like, you're in this game. You've got it right in front of you for you to take. It's going to have to be some defensive stops and then offensive execution. You're going to have it on this end, but you've got John Tonjic, John Blackwell, Max Klusman all on the floor with 3 minutes left.
Jakachonis will slow jog into the front court for Illinois. High screen, Ivicic. Jakachonis drives the lane, feeds Ivicic. Low in the left, slam dunk. Ivicic. Big bucket there for Illinois, 74-67, the Illini.
That's that middle pick and roll, which they're going to go to.
There's Gilmore throwing to Klusman at the top, a screen from Winter. Max right in the lane, out to Nolan. Clean look at a three, straight on, straight in. For Nolan Winter, Badgers within four, 2:40 to play.
That's part of being more aggressive. I've loved what Nolan has done this game.
74-70, Illinois, 2:32 remaining. Jakachonis, a screen from Ivicic. Jakachonis, right lane line, one pump, two pumps, fades, flips. Off the left side, iron, no good. Ivicic, the offensive rebound, back up, no tip, dunk, Trey White. And a timeout taken by Brad Underwood with 2:21 to play. More second chance points here for the Illini. It seems like it's worse than it is, 14-11, but that was a timely putback dunk from White, 76-70, Illinois with 2:21 to play.
The first half, it was bad. Like, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts. The first half, it was bad. Now the second half, it's been the timing of it.
Yeah. Trey White with 19 points in this game. Should be what, like 16-11 probably in the second chance
right, yeah,
points
exactly.
Here.
But you look at it, it's the timing of that. So you give up the offensive rebound. It's still a 6-point game offensively. You know, Brett Underwood calls that timeout. But what it does allow is it allows Greg Barr to draw up a play here, which with 221. You saw that Michigan game didn't necessarily end that game the right way offensively. This is a bonus for Wisconsin to have a draw playing up here by Greg.
Well, Greg still has one timeout available, 2:15 to play. Here's Blackwell the front court. Badgers down 6, 76-70. Blackwell up the winter screen. Blackwell had it knocked away, got it back, almost threw it away. Yakachonis unable to save. Wisconsin ball 15 to shoot, 2:06 remaining, 76-70 Illinois.
And Wisconsin ran a wiper action there. Illinois switched everything. That's where Nolan Winter could have just slipped and had a layup. But again, he just got to play a little bit more. Read that.
Tanjay, sideline right, inbounds to Blackwell. White defending. Blackwell, outside right. Takes the dribble right of the lane. Cuts through the paint right to left. Feeds Klesman. Tough three, left corner. And that's off the mark. No good. Winter, the offensive rebound. Out to Blackwell for three straight on. Bangs off the rim. No. Rebound, Yakachonis of Illinois with 1:47 to play. 76-70, the Illini. There's Boswell out between the circles. Badgers play for the stop here. Bobbing off the high screen from Ivicic. Boswell bobbled it, got it back left wing. Throws it back to Yakachonis. Shot clock at 10, 1:30 to play. Yakachonis back out to Boswell. Kicks to Yakachonis. Open three right side. Halfway down, out, no good. Foul called here against Wisconsin. They get Carter Gilmore with his fourth and the team's ninth with a minute 23 remaining. And Yakachonis stepping to the free throw line for three.
You do everything, right? You did a missed shot, you cleared offense, offensive rebound. You do it all right, except you did end with a foul.
To someone who is an 87% free throw shooter. First free throw, Yakachonis, is good.
And that's two times that you fouled a jump shot.
Yeah.
In a critical situation.
And now with a minute 23 left, you're down 7. Second free throw good. They're down 8. 78-70, Illinois. 1 minute and 23 seconds remaining. Well, Yakachonis every bit as advertised.
There's no question.
And he makes all three. 79-70, the Illini, 1:23 remaining. Here's Blackwell for Wisconsin. Left side of the front court. He'll drive it left of the lane to the rim. Up, missed, but a foul. Blackwell will shoot two. With a minute 16 remaining, they get Ivicic. That's his fourth. 1:16 remaining, 79-70, the Illini. Kamari McGee set to re-enter for Wisconsin. The first Blackwell will get his two free throws. 8 points for Blackwell tonight. Four rebounds. First free throw will bounce in for John. And now McGee will come in for Winter as Greg Gard looking for speed and defense here. See if he can create a turnover.
So you're going to look for initial right after the made free throw here. And look for maybe a quick trap, and then you're going to have to foul that. Or
second free throw around and out. Trey White gets the rebound for Illinois. Now Boswell in the backcourt. Checked by Klesman. 1:08 to play. Boswell breaks the midstrike. And Illinois perfectly willing to bleed the clock here.
And yeah, now you're not going to want one because there's 10 of the clock.
Boswell blasting into the lane. Lost it. Got it back. Low on the right. And then trying to get the tie-up was Blackwell, they get a foul called. They'll get Kamari McGee.
No, it's not.
It can't be Kamari.
It can't be Kamari.
He was nowhere near it.
The foul can't be on four. Kamari McGee's nowhere around.
Wow. All right.
Kylan Boswell at the line, shooting, shoot.
Well, that's his first, and Kamari looking for a little explanation there from Brian Dorsey. Kylan Boswell at the free throw line. He hits the first.
Nolan Winter entering for the Badgers.
They may have, if they were going to call the foul there, it was going to have to be on Blackwell.
Yeah, it's Lawhorn entering for the Illini.
And I thought Dorsey, the official, was clarifying that over at the scorer's table. But anyway, it's 80-71 Illinois. Yeah. Blackwell, that would be his fifth if it's on him.
Correct.
But he's still out there.
Correct.
So the whole lot of whatever. Second free throw for Boswell is good. 10-point lead, Illinois, 81-71, 55 seconds to play. Here comes McGee for Wisconsin. Kamari on the hard right-hand dribble. Right of the lane. Ivicic cut him off. A throw to Klusman. Contested. Three. Got it right corner. And one. As the Badgers still alive, it's 81-74 Illinois. They get Yakachonis with the foul. His second. Gilmore in for Winter. Janicki will be checking back in.
And now you've seen the subs because right now, again, make the free throw, quick trap, try to get the steal. Then that leads to the foul. Extend the game.
81-74, Illinois, 47.1 seconds to play. Klesman to the free throw line. He is 3 of 5 tonight. Free throw for Max as he eyes the rim. It's on the way. Too long. No good. Rebound. Blackwell low in the left. Pushed it up. No, but a foul. Blackwell to the line for two. 45.6 seconds to play. Trey White picks up his fourth foul. It remains a 7-point lead for Illinois. Again, that confusion on the foul is buying Blackwell extra time. He's at the free throw line. He shoots two, and he is short with the first. 13 of 19 now are the Badgers at the foul line. 81-74 Illinois, 45.6 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for John Blackwell. On the way, and it's good. 81-75 Illinois. Badgers will put the press on now. White will inbound. Janicki in his face. White looking into Yakachonis trying to trap him in a near turnover. White with a nice catch going cross court right to left to Boswell.